That brings us to the 15th chapter now of the book of Numbers. The children of Israel came to a point of decision. It was at Kadesh Barnea. And as you know, decisions are the difficult things for all of us in this life, and especially for a Christian. Many times we come to the crossroads and we're not sure which way to go. Now, it was crystal clear to these people which way they should have gone. They went the wrong way, and they were faced with the problem of either entering the land by faith or turning back in unbelief into the wilderness. And when they looked into the wilderness, they decided they'd try to go back into the land. But it was the wrong decision then, because it wasn't a decision by faith. It was that they just didn't want to face that wilderness. They had had 2 years of it, and it was not a very comfortable place to be. So back into the wilderness now, they must go, because they presumed to go. And presumption is as dangerous as unbelief for a child of God. And many of us need to be very careful about presuming. I was talking to a party the other day. He's a businessman, and he has had a responsible position, and he was laid off from this responsible position. And in the meantime, he'd made a move, bought a new home and new furniture. That is, a great deal of it was new. Some of it had been stored. And just as he and his wife beginning life all over again, why, this thing happens. And his question to me was, why would God let this happen to me, especially since he led me to do this, that is, buy a new home? Well, I said, I recall hearing you talk during the time you were buying the new home. You were not sure of the leading of God at the time, and you very frankly said you didn't want to move into that area at all. And now you're blaming God for all of that. I said, could it be that you were just moved by presumption, and you did this by presumption? Well, he said, I just thought God would bless me. My friend, we need to be very careful as believers whether we are moving by faith or by presumption. And somewhere between those two is the will of God. It's worthwhile to spend time to find out what the will of God is. Now God has turned them back into the wilderness, and the wandering in the wilderness from Kadesh Barnea is what we have before us now. Here, walking is turned to wandering. Marching is turned to murmuring. Witnessing now is turned to wailing. Warring is turned to wobbling. Singing is turned to sighing. And working is turned to wishing. And unfortunately, a great many Christians go through life just like this. Now, the interesting thing is that this period is not recorded. Actually, there is no record of it anywhere. Only a few incidents are recorded, and we'll look at those incidents. They're really silent years. And when we get over to the 33rd chapter, which is about as uninteresting as any chapter could be, you have the log of the journeys. And these incidents can be fitted in there. But reading the log, you know that you're not given a detailed account. These are wasted years that the children of Israel. Now, we can know a great deal about them during this period. We know when we get over to the book of Joshua in the 5th chapter that they did not circumcise their children during this period, which means they were not fulfilling the will of God relative to the covenant God had made to Abraham. And we also know that they did not offer sacrifices at the tent. In fact, it's Amos that tells us over in the 5th chapter, verse 25, he says, have ye offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch and Chiyun, your images, the star, your God, which ye made to yourselves. So that they did not offer sacrifices at the tent of meeting at all, the sacrifices that pointed to Christ. And not only that, they worship idols in this period. And Stephen, in that long discourse that he gave in the 7th chapter of the book of Acts. He says in verse 42, "Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets, 'O ye house of Israel, have ye offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yea, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch, and the star of your god Remphan, figures which ye made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon.'" You see, the children of Israel were not faithful to God during this period at all. We know something of their faithlessness. Now they are turned back into the wilderness, and those years of wandering have many lessons for us today. To begin with, you and I are pilgrims and strangers in this world. And in God's sight, the world today is a wilderness. Now, it may not look that way to us. Some of us here in Southern California, we've never felt this was a wilderness. Of course, it's covered with smog and traffic now. But nevertheless, we never think of it as a wilderness. But God looks upon this world as a wilderness. And you and I, as believers, are just passing through this world as strangers and pilgrims.